New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art is displaying more than half of the 34 paintings produced by Johannes Vermeer. Also in the show is a painting that has been unattributed for centuries but could be a Vermeer. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
The work in question is owned by Baron Freddy Rowland, a former Belgian art dealer. His advisor, Gregory Rubinstein of Sotheby's, confirms that he's been trying to authenticate the painting.
It's a very simple picture. A young woman seated at a virginal or clavichord, looking out towards the viewers.
Vermeer used the virginal motif more than once in his tranquil depictions of domestic life. Both Vermeers at the National Gallery in London portray a woman before a virginal. The gallery's Dutch art director Axel Ruger says the disputed work does not reflect the same skill, even if it does reflect the same theme.
When you look at that and you see the relative clumsy execution, you would immediately say this cannot possibly be by Vermeer, but then it's important to realize that it is overpaint and that possibly there was something underneath that was much more subtly painted.
Ruger is skeptical, though, not least because debate swirled around the provenance of the same picture at the turn of the last century. But Sotheby's Rubinstein says technical examination not possible then shows that the painting was done by a 17th century Dutch artist. The pigments are said to be consistent with that period. Arthur Wheelock is one of the ranking authorities on Vermeer and says the picture's a genuine puzzle.
The scale of the painting's different than your typical Vermeer's. It's much smaller. And that doesn't preclude it from being Vermeer, but it is different, and one has to ask, is there any explanation for this difference?
Wheelock, the Dutch and Flemish art curator at the National Gallery in Washington, says the mystery deepens considering that Vermeer had no students to mimic his style. Nor, he says, is it likely the picture was produced by someone looking to copy Vermeer.
There are no other paintings that look like Vermeer, so closely look like a Vermeer. And so it doesn't seem as though there was a great need or a great market for that type of painting in the 17th century.
Wheelock says someone else might have finished what Vermeer began. The artist died penniless, and Wheelock says his widow may have wanted more pictures to sell at the auction that followed his death.
So it's possible that somebody in the household finished up a few paintings to make them saleable at this sale.
The painting is currently on view at the New York Metropolitan Museum at a show on Vermeer and the Delft School. The work is not listed in the exhibition catalog, however, and remains unattributed. Peter van der Vleug, the senior curator at Maurits House in The Hague, says it should stay that way.
It is like a painting made by an amateur who only paints on Sunday afternoons.
Scholars who disagree on authenticity concur that the New York exhibit is an opportune venue to debate the painting. The show comes to London in June, but there's no decision yet on whether to include the mystery canvas. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, London.